that you might have in your car. These things.
You're talking about a cartridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that you played on when you were young in a playground. You have these things that go, well, they're planks, and one end of it goes like so.
Seesaw?
Yeah. What would you say you were doing?
Seesawing, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
And what about these things that go round and round?
Turnstile. I can't think of it. I don't know.
Merry-go-round.
Thank you. Good gosh.
Have you ever heard something like that? Maybe a homemade one called anything different?
No.
Flying Jenny? Is that?
Flying Jenny?
Yeah. You ever heard that?
I've heard that. I could, you know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a limber board anchored at both ends so that you a kid can jump up and down in the middle of it?
Mm-mm.
Jump board or joggling board?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And something suspended from the limb of a tree with a seat.
Swing.
If a person's having to use a coal-burning stove, any idea what container he might have next to the stove, you know, to keep coal in?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a coal scuttle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the pipe that goes out the back of the stove?
Stove pipe.
Does flue mean anything to you?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Let me see. Usually think of a pipe over a stove or flue pipe that goes up through the roof.
Oh, I see. Would it be possible for a stove pipe and flue to be the same?
Mm-hmm. As far as I know.
Okay. Something that you would use in yard work has two handles and a single wheel down front.
Wheelbarrow.
And something that you could use for... you could hold in your hand and sharpen a knife with, put an edge on a knife blade.
Stone?
Just call that a stone. Heard people call it a whetstone or a wet rock?
Sure.
Which one?
Whetstone.
Right. What about something bigger than that you could use for an axe? You might have seen pictures of these things, pedal operated so they turn around.
A wheel?
Yeah.
I don't know the name for it.
Grindstone?
Grindstone. Okay.
Okay. I think I interfered with you. Say that again.
Grindstone.
And if my car starts making strange noises, I might take it into the filling station, tell him to put it up on the rack and do what to it. You know, if he's going to lubricate it, I'd say, would you please my car for me?
Lube my car?
Okay, or something else. What do you call that solid lubricant anyway?
Grease.
Sure. All right. So if it's grease, would you please my car?
Grease.
Yeah. Okay. Yesterday he did it. He
greased.
Got it all over your hands, and your hands were
greasy.
Say that again.
Greasy.
Okay. And while I've got it in the filling station, I might ask him to check my
oil.
Okay. What about the stuff that used to be burned in old-fashioned lamps before it had electricity?
Whale oil.
What?
Whale oil.
Around here.
Oh, heck, I don't know.
What about something maybe more?
Kerosene.
Sure. Have you ever heard of a makeshift lamp or temporary lamp you could make out of a bottle and some kerosene and something for a wick?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of a flambeau?
Mm-mm. Okay. Sounds like a, what's that, a Molotov cocktail?
Not exactly what that is. Okay, the inside part of a tire that inflates, that's the inner.
The tube.
Okay. And say if a man has a new boat and he wants to check it out, when he takes it down to the water and is putting it in the water, you say he's going to
launch.
What kind of boats would people use around here, say, to go fishing on a pond that they might have to?
A rowboat?
Yeah. Okay. Say if a woman was going to make a dress, she wanted to get the material downtown. She might take a little square piece with her to make sure she